Hello and welcome to another new Pixel Recess. On today's show, we have heir to the Indoor Shopping Center throne and five-time champion of the Nicest Guy Ever Award, Mr. Daniel Mall. Today's show is brought to you by Turkey Installations and Jelly Chips. Let's just get on with the interview. So, maybe you're ready to start the dum-dum time.
It's as close as I'm going to be. Hurry up.
So you have a reputation of being one of the nicest guys in the industry.
That's nice.
But let's shatter that perception. Tell me something that you've done that may not have been very nice.
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up. Can I just keep going back to that?
Yes.
Okay. What have I done that hasn't been nice? Oh, I leave dishes out all the time.
That's horrible. Terrible. Terrible thing. It's like you've never not liked someone because like a haircut or, you know, the way they ate French fries or anything.
It's just... Oh, I mean, I judge people all the time, but that's not public. Yeah, my internal monologue is the worst guy or gal or whatever.
What do you name your internal monologue? Does he have a separate name?
Paul Armstrong.
Lots of potty humor. So let's go a little designy here, but sort of not. What typeface represents you?
Freight italic.
Did you make that up?
No.
I'm gonna look it up now to make sure that you didn't make it up. What's your least favorite typeface that everyone else seems to love but you hate?
Museo. Ugh. Mm. Stop using Museo, please.
You've never met Museo?
Yeah, I've never met Mr. Museo.
There's this fun game that I've played sometimes, which is it typeface or sci-fi movie?
Yeah, I like that. I've never done that before.
That no one else plays. I really just do it alone, so it's not a very good game. But
well, you and my inner monologue, Paul Armstrong, can play it.
Oh, okay. How can I get in touch with them?
Just send a calendar invite. You'll be fine.
Is it going to be on Eventbrite?
Yes, you have to register for it.
So can you talk a little bit about your time designing spaceships?
Yeah, sure.
Were they large?
They were massive, but we just like to call them big because we don't want to brag.
Okay. No NDAs on that or anything?
NDAs in space are a different thing. They go in light years.
Oh.
It really doesn't matter.
What did you think of the film Gravity? Was it accurate?
Yeah, I mean, it was awful, I think.
Based on your absolute no knowledge.
Yeah, I judged by the title sequence. They used Futura. It wasn't Museo, so.
So let's talk a little bit about your family dynasty and the indoor shopping arena.
Well, there was a group of people one day that decided that a bunch of stores should be in the same location because they were tired of taking the horse and buggies to just other places and dying of dysentery along the way. So really, I'm super rich. The royalties from that are just incredible. You know, I'm like Scrooge McDuck.
You dive into a vat of coins, which wouldn't hurt at all.
Daily, I do.
I would imagine diving into coins would just be like diving into a wall.
Well, it's like playing guitar. You know, you build up calluses. The pigment in my skin is just callus from the money diving. Can we talk about race on the show? Is that okay?
Racing, cars, whatever. What is your favorite kind of chart or graph?
I would say the Rose graph, because it's called the Rose graph.
Wow, I'm not sure I'm aware of the Rose graph. Is it a flower?
Yeah, it sort of looks like a flower. It's kind of spirally, and it's like a bunch of points that are connected around a central dot.
So cheesesteaks or hoagies?
Right now, hoagies.
What would you put on your hoagie?
I like vegetable hoagies.
Yeah, that's blasphemous. No. So let's say you had to rebrand Philadelphia from the city of brotherly love, which is really not true. What would you do to help rebrand Philadelphia to be more accurate?
They changed that to the city that loves you back.
That is terrible. So what would be more accurate, do you think?
The city where you can get injured by batteries at any point.
Can you explain the Philly accent? I've tried to explain it to people, and it's nearly impossible.
People don't say water here. They say water.
Water.
You going to drink some water?
I grew up in Philly, so I am.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I should say. My parents were born and raised in Philly, and then we moved to Lannenburg, which is like a way south of Philly, but it's even Delaware is Philly. I mean, let's just be honest.
There's parts of Delaware, there's parts of Jersey, there's parts
except that no one should go into Jersey because you can't pump your own gas, which is just ridiculous. And it's the giant turnpike, which is really the only reason that it exists, is to get between Philly and New York, really.
That's right. It's a throughway.
It is a giant throughway or a rest stop.
So I wouldn't want to like wipe it off the face of the map.
Yeah, I say we leave Jersey because that's where we put up our trash, right?
We need somewhere to put it.
Can you explain Scrapple to anybody?
I can't. I grew up not eating pork.
So you didn't believe in pigs?
I mean, I've seen pigs before. I believe that they exist. I just don't partake of them.
You don't eat their meat?
I don't.
Was that for religious reasons or health?
But I grew up Seventh-day Adventists, and part of Seventh-day Adventist church is that you don't eat pork.
Is it true that Seventh-day Adventist churches don't have windows?
Well, I guess for the first few years of my life, I had Windows, and then I switched to a Mac.
So let's say that you had to write a song about a typeface. What typeface would you write a song about?
Probably Bodoni, because it has the E sound at the end.
Lots of rhyming. So let's say you have the choice between two alternate universes. One, where there is an internet, but it's stuck in 1993 and hasn't moved past frame sets and there's no CSS and all that. And two, there is the internet like we have today, except that you have to pay $100 an hour to use it. Which universe would you choose?
Oh, 1993. That's easy.
All right. So now we go into this new phase that I've just created called Questions from a 4-Year-Old. These will be the best questions you've ever heard in your life. Would you like to work in a lava factory?
No.
Do you like Muscle Milk?
No.
Do you know where Muscle Milk comes from?
No.
Do you like puzzles?
Yes.
How many books do you get read to at night?
I do the book reading. That sucks.
You should find someone to read to you. It's called an audiobook, but...
That's true.
It's true. But it is someone reading to us before we fall asleep. What they need to do is have a companion where it's a giant arms that you can lay in as you listen to an audiobook. So it's like you're getting cradled.
That's awesome.
What color are your snow pants?
I don't have snow pants.
Got to change that too.
I was feeling pretty good about my life until we did this podcast.
That's the summary of almost everyone that's ever been on the show. That was my interview with Dan Mall. As always, you can find the show on the web at recess.unitedpixelworkers.com. Also, be sure to look for the official Pixel Recess t-shirt done by Jay Finelli and Jory Raphael. Jory did the illustration of the slide, and Jay threw together the lovely design pattern. Go to United Pixel Workers and look for the shirt there and pre-order your shirt now before the holidays and give it as a horrible gift to people you hate or for yourself. You can also find the show on Twitter at Pixel Recess, or if you're so inclined to look on Facebook. I don't know why you would do that, but you can. It's there, and it's not updated with anything interesting. Also, go to iTunes and please search for Pixel Recess and rate and review the show. Get this show in front of more ear holes and get a greater reach, and for no other reason other than that, I think it's worth maniacally infecting people with the experience of what this show does, which is basically make you dumber. Stay tuned on our next episode. We will have author of CSS Fiction and banjo connoisseur, Mr. Daniel Sederholm. As always, thank you for listening to the show, and I hope that you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And remember that Thanksgiving is really just a means for mouth turkey installation. It's also an endurance challenge where the person with the most gravy in their belly is the winner. Till then, have a wonderful week.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.